outside of my little boundaries. And this is scaring me because it's asking me to change my mind. That's all it's saying over and over again. Oh, okay, Earl, if you don't want to be fooled, then stop trying to protect the thoughts you want to keep to yourself. Because as soon as you're honest with yourself about your thoughts, the Holy Spirit's purity can shine those guilty, fearful thoughts away.
Like, so bringing it to the light.
Yeah, it's like putting your dirty laundry in the washing machine. You got to take your dirty laundry and put them in the washing machine. But you have to be able to tell your dirty laundry from your clean laundry. So you have to go, this is my dirty laundry. But this is not my dirty laundry that I would keep. I'm not willing to keep my laundry dirty. See, this is my dirty laundry. These are the thoughts that I have that are not pure. But I don't want to keep them. I'm going to give them to the Holy Spirit. I'm going to take the thoughts that make me feel guilty, and I'm going to bring those thoughts to the part of my mind that is trying to make me aware of my innocence. See, I'm feeling guilty, right? Judy represents the part of me that always wants me to feel nurtured and loved and innocent. So this is what Judy does. I'm really feeling guilty about what I did on prom night.
You know what?
Okay, talk to me, Holy Spirit.
You know what?
What's that?
That was just exactly perfect what you did on prom night. And I loved it. Oh, wait.
Even if what I did was an error, it would have been lovingly corrected. It would be, well, I'm going to show you the right way to do that. Maybe this would have been a more loving thing to do if it was something wrong, if we judge wrong. Maybe that was a more loving thing to do. But you are an innocent, loving being, child of God, whatever word you want to use. And you make mistakes. Your mistakes are for correction. Because you are a child of love and God, so therefore you don't deserve to suffer. See, that's the way it works. When you go to a guilty mind and you're feeling guilty, or an unconscious mind, this is a person that tries to make you feel even more guilty than you felt when you came up there and told them what you was feeling guilty and afraid about.
Yeah.
One part of your mind, when you go to it, makes you feel worse. That's the wrong part. The right part of your mind will help you heal the error and reinforce your innocence at the exact same time. And that's the difference between God, the love, and the egos. You with me?
Yeah.
He says, thus, that's how the Holy Spirit will make you ready to acknowledge that you are host to love. Now, this is how you claim that you have God or love or power in you. Okay, this is how you claim your power. This is what you say to claim your power. I am hostage to no one. I am hostage to nothing. I am hostage to no one. I am hostage to nothing. I'm not anyone's hostage. I'm not a hostage for any. Nobody has me as their hostage. That's a statement of power. All right. The end of that section. Oh, Lord, have mercy. That was so intense. Nova, Hopkins, Dunphy. So to speak.
Yeah.
All right. You know what's a trip? Is I will walk out of here today and still pretend that I don't know how to handle an argument or a disagreement. That I still don't know what the steps are to have that situation solved in communication that I have with some people in my life. I walk right out that door and say, I didn't really get the answer to that. First, I have to want complete communication. That's the first thing. I have to want a complete healing before I ever bring it to your face. I have to really want to heal. I must want perfect joining, perfect communication. I'm not coming up to you to attack you. I'm coming up to you so that we can have perfect communication. Got it? Mm-hmm. Then the next thing you say to yourself is, I am willing to let go of everything and anything that interferes with this healing forever. Before I even walk up to you, I am willing to have this situation healed forever. Before I ever walk up, God, I'm willing to have this situation healed forever. I'm willing to have this situation healed forever. Okay? Then to recognize that I will only have as much honest communication with everybody around me as I am willing to give. And when I'm willing to have true communication with myself and not lie to myself and tell myself the truth, then I'm willing to admit I got some thoughts that's not really the best thoughts that a person should have all the time. And I am willing to let them go. And then that allows the Holy Spirit to purify them. And that's the same as saying, this would allow the part of my mind to give me another way to look at it so that I will feel innocent again. And not make that mistake ever again. Because you'll stop repeating mistakes that you feel innocent about.
Cool.
I did the best I could at the time. I did the best I could at the time. I did the best I could at the time. I acted from the highest level of consciousness I had at that time. I did the best I could do at that time. That's as much fear as I had at that time. That's as honest as I could be at that time. This is the best I could do at that time. This is the best I could do at that time. I'm innocent. This is the best I could do at that time. I want another way to look at it. This is the best I could do at that time. I want another way to look at it. Purify, clean my thoughts up. That means show me how to use my thoughts in such a way I don't hurt myself anymore with them. Purify my thoughts. That's what that means. Makes me feel kind of emotional.
Yeah.
Okay, any questions about the Holy Instant before I go into the Holy Instant and special relationships? And I like to, right before I go to this part of special relationship, could I, it was nice knowing you. Nice knowing you, brother. Nice knowing you. We're not talking about special relationships. We're in class. Glad to have you, Chuck. Good to see you. It's been nice. It don't matter what you decide to do, it's okay with me. Good to see you. Thank you for coming. Special relationship stuff. Thank you. Thank you. This is the pod that brought more people out of my class than the other pod. Okay, good to see you. Love your smile. Okay. You're welcome to keep coming.
Can we go now?
But just